We're gonna try to hit exactly 25 minutes per show.
Okay.
Like hit the post exactly 25.
Great.
Not including this part.
Okay.
Like the intro part that does not. It's once we do the intro music.
Okay, I'm ready. Do it.
To the outro. How long is that? How long is the intro and the outro music, including overlap?
25 minutes.
I don't think it's that long, that part. Hello and welcome to episode 551 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam in Vancouver, British Columbia.
What's going on in Vancouver, Adam, in the last 48 hours?
Beautiful. It's beautiful.
Are you going to start again? We're having the worst fall of all time, the worst autumn weather. It's actually if you were to watch some of the, you'd probably have to watch it on YouTube, the news here, massive flooding in Germany.
Not so good. That's
enjoy.
Not good.
Enjoy
yeah.
your weather.
Yeah, we're good. We're good here.
Yeah, not here. Like, not here this time. Like, we had flooding a couple weeks ago, which was no fun. But there's, like, legitimately, like, you're watching cars be washed away, etc. So, all right. We brought it down.
Mm-hmm.
Why did we bring it down a notch? You're having a nice Vancouver summer, though.
Yeah, I'm enjoying. Okay. I'm enjoying all of the beautiful sunshine.
Coincidentally, this is episode one of our summer program that we put on every like summer stock, but like every year.
Right, just like summer stock.
I'm not talking to you. I'm actually talking to the listener, and that's where you just go, "Yep, we're doing the summer thing."
Okay.
Yeah. So, there's that. Patreon, Amazon, there's a link on our site. Click through and help us out. If you want to help us out through Patreon, it's a great way to help keep the lights on here and keep the shows coming. And, the reason we're doing, recording a whole bunch of summer episodes is we want to have original content every single week. No repeats over here at the Two Hosers.
Right.
Stories are repeated. That is for sure.
Yes.
We definitely repeat content, but it is a new version of an old story.
Okay.
Okay. Do you want to get another cup of coffee or?
No, I haven't had coffee yet. Maybe by the third episode.
Shocking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it brewing now? Is that where we're waiting on?
Yeah, it's in the coffee pot. I should go get some.
Okay. Do you want to pause while we grab some?
Nope. I'm going to power through right now.
Okay, here we go. The natural. Also, Amazon. If you want to, I I'm just too lazy to take that down. So, if you want to click on our through our site and shop on Amazon, go ahead. I do less and less of the Amazoning.
I'm streaky. Some weeks I'm zero. Some weeks I have like four packages. It really just, yeah. It just depends on if I see something.
If you see it, buy it.
Yeah, if I see something out in the world that I want, then I look it up right on Amazon and buy it. Yeah, I know. I don't know. There's always just little things.
When's the last time you were in like a future shop? I don't know. Do they still have future shop?
It's Best Buy's now.
It's Best Buy now.
Yeah. So probably about a year ago, maybe longer. I can't remember. Yeah. It's been a long time. Yeah.
I don't even know what TVs and hard drives cost now. I think they're pretty much free.
Yeah, I think so too.
From what I understand. So, anyways, if you still click on the Amazon, click through our site and help us out until we get booted.
Sure.
Which is any day now. So, there's that. All right. So, what is going on? I mean, nothing's really happened to me in the last 48 hours. So we recorded a couple days ago. Even though you think about it, like Eddie Murphy made a whole movie set within 48 hours and they had some fun times.
Right.
In Beverly Hills Cop, I mean.
Okay.
No, in the movie 48 hours, that was sounds like a good time. And I've done nothing in that time, which is great. Okay.
Yeah. Me too.
as I mentioned, so the plan here is we're going to record a bunch of summer shows to fill in because our schedules are like we went from doing nothing to doing all things at once.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is very common amongst I don't think anyone's going to have any time to listen to this show.
Oh, they will while they're doing all of their projects.
That's true. That's a valid point. So point is, we got, you know, busy schedules that don't really interlock very well, different time zones. You know how that works, the 9 hours. And so we're going to record a bunch of shorter shows. We're going to keep it short for the summer and pick back up in the fall. Like that's not the fall, in after Labor Day. So this is the first of those.
The abbreviated versions.
We'll see. Yeah. So what is going on? I had baseball practice last night, like my own baseball practice, mm-hmm. which is really neither here nor there. But my son came out to practice, and that's kind of a fun time, having my 7-year-old son go out and shag fly balls in batting practice and take BP with the guys and stuff like that. So didn't take any photos, so nothing to really talk about in that regard. But a good time nonetheless. And then, of course, you got to go for what's the tradition you do after baseball practice?
Ice cream.
Well, there was ice cream actually after, but we hadn't had dinner yet. So you go for shawarma. That's what you do in Germany.
Shawarma.
Yeah.
So Lebanese food in Germany after baseball. Seems like a lot of mixed cultural things there.
Yeah. That's how we do it. It's 2021, Adam.
Okay.
well, we're going for Döner, like which was the plan, but they were closed. So we tracked down a shawarma place. Yeah. Is it Lebanese? I did not know that.
I believe it is. Maybe not.
They just said the Arabian style. That's all it said. So I didn't know if they actually meant Saudi Arabia or if it was just that whole region, or maybe they meant Lebanon.
Yeah, I think it's Lebanese. But again, some listener could correct me on that.
Yeah. Okay. There we go. Or Google. I'm sure we could just... I could Hey Siri it, probably.
Okay.
Which I think I might have just done by accident by saying that out loud.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's how that goes. Reminder. Monthly challenge for July. We're still doing that, by the way. Is golden. That's the challenge. Hashtag that two hosers monthly challenge. Hashtag Hey Hosers on the Instagram. Even better, do both and tag us. At Two Hosers, and we'll check that out. Now, we mentioned it on last week's show. I put a post on Instagram as well, letting everybody know that we're moving the deadline up by 3 days this month, just again, because of scheduling. So July 28th, you should have your photo submitted if you want it to be included in this month's show.
Talking to you, Frank.
Frank's, he's got it. He's already shot like next month's. He's got inside of our head. He knows what next month's challenge is going to be. And he's already got that in the can.
Okay. All right. Good work, Frank.
You don't get to just be Frank Pang.
Right.
You got to earn it. So there you go. So we're going to really talk about some old photos this week. That's our plan. We said we'd go back and figure out a segment called On This Day, which is probably 9,000 segments called that. So I probably didn't invent that.
No, I don't think so. I think
it's invented it like I invented the Brennizer.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, which I also didn't do. But so we said, okay, this right now we're airing on July the 26th. And I said, let's go back in time and pick out a photo from any year. In or around July the 26th. So let's start with yours first. And yours is the white background one, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just I was just looking through photo archives, and I just went to a year, and I just clicked on the date that we'd agreed upon. And the photos from that date were a white background session that I had done with my kids. And actually, I think I set it up not specifically for my kids. We had a few of my daughter's dancer friends come over and do a dancer photo shoot. And so In and amongst those photos, then I found one of my kids afterwards. I'm imagining that we did this once they left. It was actually a paid gig for the two siblings that were dancers at my daughter's studio. So I had all those photos. And then after those, there's a couple of my son and daughter lying down on the white background. So I did that move where it's like, all right, it's already set up. I got to get a photo of you two. So here is that photo, or one of, there's a few, but I like this one.
I love white background photos. Like, I love doing it. I love our, like, our paper, or our white paper background roll that we use. I love that whole setup. It makes for great photos. I don't love setting it up and taking it down.
Mm-hmm. That's
like, it's
for
not
sure.
Tremendously difficult. It's just like,
it's again. A pain. It's a pain. It's a for sure a pain.
So like you, whenever I have to do that for a job, I am then looking around for things to photograph on a white background.
Right.
Like, hey, who wants to come on it? Like random strangers walking by. Hey, how you doing with the white psych? You want to get in here? you guys got it? You got a white psych photo? I'm going to make you a real sweet deal on this. Get in here.
I've actually gone as far as to have my wife text a few of her friends saying, anyone want a photo of their kids on a white background? Because I want to set this up again. Never. So, That's the funny thing is, nobody ever takes you up on that short offer of like, hey, white background studio shots. If you get here in the next 23 minutes, no takers.
And what would you say time-wise, like start to finish, like you pull that stuff out, set it up, and then like lights and all, and then just take it down. What would you imagine? How many minutes would it take all in?
So for the setup and the takedown?
Yeah.
And then like getting the test lights so that you get it all dialed in and everything?
Yeah.
I'm going to say probably, well, the takedown's quick. It's the setup that's slower. I'm going to say at least 30 minutes on the setup. It might even be longer than that. It might be 40 minutes on the setup and like, I don't know, 7 minutes on the takedown.
Yeah, it's about right. That's about right. I think, but now you also have to, I also factor in the, I have to vacuum the room first.
Yeah, there's little bits of that too. So yeah, if you actually factor in all the cleanup and furniture rearranging that I do, I'd add another 20 minutes. So it's probably an hour and then 7 to 10 minutes on the takedown.
Ideally, like you'd live in a warehouse and just have it like on a roll on the wall that you could just pull down, like on a spring-loaded thing where you could just wind up automatically.
Yeah, those are sweet. When I see those, I'm jealous. Yeah.
Yeah. Those are awesome. And then you'd also have all like you'd have like four dedicated lights just hardwired in the room, like bolted to the ceiling, essentially, like coming down.
Yeah.
And then all you would do is flip a switch and boom, off you go white. But then it would probably lose its luster.
This is sort of like some pillow talk right now, what you're doing.
A little bit. Getting you a little excited, right? Yeah. Like, yeah, I could do that. We could have a warehouse. Like Batman. We could have it under the house in a bat cave.
Yeah.
And who wants to come down to my secret cave?
For photos. Come to the cave. Get your photo taken.
Or I could just set it up in an old van and cruise around asking random people, who wants to get in my van?
Like an ice cream truck, but for photos.
Yeah, with a creepy, broken music track. Like Pop Goes the Weasel, but it never actually goes. Just like, like, oh, no. Yeah. No one's ever gotten out of that van.
Right.
Turns out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you should, okay. Now we're getting into this. Point being, I love the white background. So I love the fact that your kid sat for this. And it was a summertime. I mean, July 26th, that's the middle of the summer. So like I look back and think, wow, I have very few photos from lit photos from the summer.
Sort of why I chose it, because I look after that in the next years, there's nothing. This is very out of place. In terms of what normally I would shoot in the summer. So I kind of thought like, there's a little bit of a zag. My other photos in upcoming weeks will be more along the lines of what you'd expect in summer.
Right. Yeah. I fully understand that. So how did you go about looking for, photos from this time? Like, do you have them archived? Do you enter something into the search?
Yeah, I have folders. So when I go back, Yeah, I just kind of went to my old catalogs, and then they're cataloged by year, and then they're cataloged by month. And then once I go into the month folder, then I can just go by date.
Gotcha. So what I did was very similar. I have them cataloged similarly, and I basically created a smart folder, and just with the date range of like July 24th to the 28th, and then set the year like 2011. I started in 2011. I figured, you know, once the show was started, that's when I'd choose from, and not part of the rules. But then I would go. So I would go in that age that date range. And so like 20 photos would pop up, for example. I'd pick, look through and see if I liked anything. And then I would just change I'd alter the smart folder to a different year, to 2012, and then go through each year. And so I would just see which ones I liked the best.
Gotcha.
And that was a very simple way. I've never used smart folders really in the past, and I'm going to use them more and more. So great photo. Well done. Here's the one I came up with. I went with kind of a wider shot than I normally pick. So this is the one, this is the wide shot of the campsite.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you know where this is?
Is it in BC?
It is.
So maybe like, I don't know, Alice Lake or...
Boom, done. Stop guessing.
I know you like that as a location for you to camp.
It's very close. Like it's very close to Vancouver. What is it, about an hour and 45 or something?
Is that our tent in the back?
That is your tent in the back. You're going to notice there's a very strong Schwartz theme in these episodes.
Okay.
I think you might be included in every shot somehow.
Wow.
Tangentially. Yeah. So that is your tent, which, by the way,
the orange one in the left of
not the photo. Massive giant one that Randall brought.
Yeah. No, mine's
that's back, right. Randall was on the show one time way back in the Christmas episode a few years ago. That guy on the right.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's his tent there. His tent, like there's legitimately a hallway in that tent. Like it took him the better part of 2.5 hours to set that up. Like it was hilarious. On the flip side, your tent set up in 4 seconds.
Yeah, it's a pretty, that's how I do things. I think the listeners know that.
Yeah. So that's like, I'm not even exaggerating. I think it's advertised as a 4 second tent, which also it keeps the water out for 4 seconds too. So it's kind of a bad combo. It turns out like, yeah, we got pretty wet in there. Like it didn't even rain. It's just that moisture of the Pacific Northwest. I wish I was joking. It's a true story.
I think this is probably this is kind of like a history lesson in that this was probably the last time this tent was used.
It's the last time I used it.
Unless so. You used it again. Yeah. No, it's this
tent. No, we used it the year before. This mine was 2014. My photo. And so yeah, we probably used it a year or two before. And we've used it a couple times at Alice Lake. Most of that stuff, almost everything there belongs to my buddy Randall and his family. So they're high maintenance campers, evidently, judging by the amount of things they brought.
Well, they're one of their kids is wearing a helmet at the picnic table, so that's always protective headgear.
That's their bacon eating helmet.
Well, that's for what?
Their bacon eating helmet. You can never be too safe.
That's true. Yeah.
You know. No, what I like about this though, I love like this brings back obviously a lot of childhood memories, except for the helmets. We never had helmets, of course. But about going camping, and we used to have a trailer, but still we used to go to Alice Lake a lot when I was a kid. My first black bear, up close black bear encounter, was at Alice Lake. And which they're all over the place there. But I like it a lot. I like it brings back memories. But I also really loved the sunlight streaking in through the trees and hitting that campfire smoke.
Mm-hmm. It looks cool.
To me, that made it. But overall, it's like I generally don't take wider shots, and that's kind of one of my regrets is that I don't include more of the environment in there, because you look, I posted a couple of other shots to sort of supplement the weekend that we went camping. And this is typical. Although there's my buddy Randall with his excellent, excellent farmer tan in the water, and his daughter jumping off the dock. But there's an example of me kind of including the surroundings. But I really love that photo. That says a lot to me about what's going on at the camping, etc.
Yeah, no, it's good. And then I've seen the one of your daughter with giving the devil horns.
A little bit, yeah. Partially. Yeah. Yeah, no, she loved the lake. She loved the Canada geese more than the lake, though. I think that was her thing, getting to chase the geese around.
Sure.
This was, her second time, I think, probably in a row, maybe in a couple years, whatever it was, coming here. And so she really liked it. It's a fantastic place up near Whistler. And then the last photo of her making, what do you call that? The bread on a stick?
I don't know. I've never done it. So bread on a stick?
Really?
Yeah. I've never made bread on a stick, but that's a giant stick.
Yeah. We call it bannock.
Okay. I've heard of it.
And in Germany, it's called Stockbrot because of course it's called stick bread.
Sure.
That's just the name. Yeah. It's, what are you making? Bread? How? Stick. I got a name for you.
Okay.
I nailed it. But there she is in my, I think that's my lawn chair from when I was a kid. You can tell it looks very 1976 Zellers.
Sure. Yeah.
Whereas the other kids have the cool ones, the cool Barbie ones. Yeah. And my daughter stuck in the one from the, when there was the gas shortage.
Yeah.
But again, that brings back a very fond memory of you know, being able to have campfires and that. I'm not sure you're allowed to have campfires right now in BC.
No, I don't believe so. I don't believe there's any campfires allowed right now.
Right. So there you go. So this is really an old timey photo. So I shot these obviously. I say obviously. Let me see if it's obvious. What did I shoot these with?
5D Mark II or your original, the camera you still have that's never dying.
The 40D. This 40D. Would have been the 40D.
Yeah, because it's camping too. You wouldn't have used your good camera.
No, I didn't bring that out. So yeah, this is the 40D 30mm lens again, because it's just it's what I like about that is the 30mm lens is an F1.4, and so even in the daytime, this is kind of towards, I'm not sure when this was, like the one of my daughter, for example, 8:50 in the morning. And so, really? 8:50 in the morning? She's making bread? That seems weird.
It does.
Yeah. Maybe it's, must be evening, but I can't tell. Anyways, you know, it handles this sort of darkness, even though it's still, you know, technically daylight. It is still dark in the trees, but this, the 30 mil at, I should probably shot it at an F1.4. And yeah, I did, looking there now, shot it at an F1.4 at ISO 1600, still able to get a really solid image at 1/60th of a second. So that's what makes it, to me, a great camera, the disposable nature of it and the versatility.
So, sure. Yeah. Looks good.
All right. So that's the wrap up for Summer Eins, we're calling that. Summer Episode 1. Challenge for next week, Adam.
Okay.
Next week's our monthly challenge. So we're getting right back out of it. We did the first episode of the summer, but we're going right back out of it now. Are you excited by that or not?
Yeah, super excited.
Yeah.
Can you feel my excitement?
No, that's why I ask. I was like, maybe it's just the computer enhancing it, but no. That is, you're vibrating.
It's real.
Yeah. Yeah. The thrill is real. So our challenge next week is our monthly challenge. Again, get it in by the 28th. That's in a couple days from now. So when this is on the 26th, you have 2 days from now to get it in. Please get your submissions in. We want to talk about them. Depending how many we get, how's this going to go? Let's set the over under at 10, Adam.
Okay.
Or 9.5. 9.5.
I'm going to say we go over.
Okay, but what I'm telling you is if the over under is 9.5. Okay, that's the mark.
Okay, not including ours.
Right. Okay. If we go over that, here's what I suggest. If we go over that, Adam will just completely tear all your photos apart.
Sure.
If we go under, he'll be nice.
Okay. Why?
I don't know. Is that the right
backwards.
Way to go?
Seems backwards.
No, I don't know. No, because I think some people want to hear you rip them. Not rip them. Like they'll take a ripping to hear you rip Frank Pang.
Oh, okay. Well, how about I just rip Frank?
Either way, that's happening. Yes. No. 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 So I don't know. I don't know. I won't say he's gonna rip, but I think the tonally you'll find a different Adam if we go over 9.5.
Okay. All right. Challenge accepted.
All right. Put that on the Instagram hashtag #2hosersmonthlychallenge #HeyHosers. Even better, do both of those and tag us @2hosers, and we will check that out next week, which will be a live show, by the way, like a back to a regular show for those paying attention. Websites, Adam, you're still Instagramming.
Yeah, Adam2hosers, Instagram.
Are you going to Instagram while you're on vacation?
I'm not on the Instagram enough, you know, even when I'm not on vacation. Like
I know, but that's what people want to know. Like when you... Like, let's say you're taking a ferry. Like, I would like to get a BC ferry shot for you, Instagrammed from
okay,
you.
Okay, I'm going to try to do that.
Yeah, it seems like a pretty tall... I mean, if you're not going on the ferry, that's going to be difficult, but...
I should get on a ferry this summer, so no, I'm going to...
I know, they're great. Unless you go... Unless you big league it and you just go Harbor Air and fly it in.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm ferry all the way. I'm low budget.
Yeah, I'm ferry all the way. Write that down.
Okay.
Okay. All right. You can find my stuff at alanatridge.com. The two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.